I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mayor Lightfoot says efforts to delay the sales of recreational marijuana once it becomes legal in Chicago on New Year's Day will not solve racial inequalities in the new industry.
Mayor Lightfoot says she, too, is unhappy that none of the dozens of recreational marijuana dispensaries set to open in Chicago will be Black or Latino owned. But she says that's a problem with the state's legalization law. And she says there are opportunities for minority entrepreneurs to benefit. She says she suggested to Alderman Jason Irvin that the city start a cannabis growing cooperative with community groups.
It's the most lucrative part of the business. The other parts of it are retail, of course, but also trucking, also banking. There's lots of ways in which we can bring Black and brown folks into this market, but what we need is a strategic vision for that and not just tactical maneuvers to say no.
We talk about issues of race, business, law enforcement, and more on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday evening at 9:30. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.